Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Right now, you go there to claim your car if you get towed in Boston. But in 10 years, that same space could be the center of world attention. At least that's if the backers of Boston's bid for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games get their way. New details are out on the group's plans. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has been digging through them and this morning brings us this report.
These newly released documents show just why the U.S. Olympic Committee chose Boston over three other American cities to vie for the Summer Olympic Games. David Manfredi is Boston 2024's chief architect.
We believe the Boston Games will be the most walkable games in the modern era.
You may have heard that before, but the documents do show it. They envision the most compact modern Olympic Games ever. You can see the materials along with artist renderings at WBUR.org. All but five venues are planned for within about 6 miles of each other in and around Boston. The centerpiece is the Olympic Stadium, which would be built around Wedette Circle, an area tucked between South Boston and the South End that Manfredi is calling Midtown.
Midtown is, in fact, more than ideal. We think it's a perfect site, connected to the waterfront, connected to the Greenway, connected to our harbor, to South Station, by a new street, actually a reclaimed street, the old Dorchester Avenue.
That street would temporarily be called Olympic Boulevard and would run from the waterfront along Fort Point Channel a little more than a mile to the stadium.
What gives a city its heartbeat? Its life. Its sense of identity.
Several hundred people, mostly pro-Olympic, saw these details and more last night, including this video meant to drum up support.
We're here to put our history, technology, academics, infrastructure, and of course, our people to work in defining the next chapter of the Olympic movement together.
The citizen advisory group that met last night is basically an open supporters group. Its first public meeting was a chance for Boston 2024 to show off everything that would be cool about hosting the Olympics in Boston, presenting an innovative city with an inspiring history to the world, getting to see the best athletes from around the globe. Those prospects won the endorsement of the former leader of the influential Boston 10-Point Coalition, Reverend Jeffrey Brown.
Sport is a cauldron of relationship building that melts barriers and unites people in their humanity.
However, organizers spent less time talking about what would not be so cool about hosting the Olympics, like paying for them.
This question is from Anonymous. Boston already struggles with traffic congestion. How do you propose altering our current infrastructure to enable Boston ease of commerce while these substantial construction projects progress?
At least after weeks of near silence, members of Boston 2024 did take questions from the audience. The group's president, Dan O'Connell, acknowledges that communication with the public could have been better.
So I guess I'd say my apologies for a process up till now, a proof of concept process, where there wasn't as much outreach as there should have been, as there might have been, but you have our pledge going forward that this will be a fully transparent process.
And the chair of the group, John Fish, argues that if done right, hosting the Olympics will pay off for the city.
We commit to you that we will do everything we possibly can to approach this with intense discipline and rigor to ensure the vitality and prosperity of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the city of Boston.
Expect more division and more detractors next week at the first public hearing run by the city. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.